We'll recite text 26. Satyam Shaucham Daya Kshantir Tyagah Santosha Arjavam Shamodamastapah Samyam Titiksho Parati Shrutam Satyam Shaucham Daya Kshantir Tyagah Santosha Arjavam Shamodamastapah Samyam Titiksho Parati Shrutam Satyam Shaucham Daya Kshantis Tyagah Santosha Arjavam Shamodamastapah Samyam Titiksho Parati Shrutam Satyam Shaucham Daya Kshanti Tyaga Santosha Arjavam Shamodamastapah Samyam Titiksho Parati Shrutam Satyam Shaucham Daya Kshanti Tyaga Santosha Arjavam Samudamastapasamyam Titiksho Parati Shrutam Satyam Shaucham Daya Kshanti Tyaga Santosha Arjavam Samudamastapasamyam Titiksho Matajis Satyam Shaucham Daya Kshanti Tyaga Santosha Arjavam Samodamastapasamyam Titiksho Parati Shrutam. We will recite other verses also. Jnanam Virakti Raishwaryam Shauryam Tejo Balam Smritihi Svatantriyam Kaushalam Kantir Dhairyam Mardamam Evacha Praglabhyam Prashraya Shilam Saha Ojo Balam Bhagaha Gambhiryam Stairyam Astikyam Kirtimano Anankriti Ete Chanecha Bhagavan Nitya Yatra Mahaguna Parthya Mahatvam Icharnan Ichadbhir Naviyanti Smakarhichit Tenaham guna patrena Srinivasena sampratam Shochami rahitam lokam Papmana kalinekshitam. Word to word meaning Satyam, truthfulness, Shaucham, cleanliness, Daya, intolerance of others, unhappiness, Kshantihi, self-control. Even if there is a cause of anger, Tyagaha, magnanimity, Santoshaha, self-satisfaction, Arjavam, straightforwardness, Shamaha, fixing of the mind, Damaha, control of the sense organs, Tapaha, trueness of one's responsibility. Samyam, indiscrimination between friend and foe. Titiksha, tolerance of the offenses of others. Uparatihi, indifference to loss and gain. Shrutam, following scriptural injunctions. Translation. In him reside truthfulness, cleanliness, intolerance of another's unhappiness, the power to control anger, self-satisfaction, straightforwardness, steadiness of mind, control of the sense organs, responsibility, equality, tolerance, equanimity, faithfulness, knowledge, absence of sense enjoyment, leadership, chivalry, influence, the power to make everything possible, the discharge of proper duty, complete independence, dexterity, fullness of all beauty, serenity, kind-heartedness, ingenuity, gentility, magnanimity, determination, perfection in all knowledge, proper execution, possession of all objects of enjoyment, joyfulness, immovability, fidelity, fame, worship, pridelessness, being as the personality of Godhead, eternity, and many other transcendental qualities which are eternally present and never to be separated from Him. That personality of Godhead, the reservoir of all goodness and beauty, Lord Shri Krishna, has now closed His transcendental pastimes on the face of the earth. In His absence, the age of Kali has spread its influence everywhere. So I am sorry to see this condition of existence. Purport, even if it were possible to count the atoms after smashing the earth into powder, still it would not be possible to estimate the unfathomable transcendental qualities of the Lord. It is said that Lord Anantadev has tried to expound the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord with numberless tongues, and that for numberless years together, it has been impossible to estimate the qualities of the Lord. The above statement of the qualities of the Lord is just to estimate His qualities as far as a human being is able to see Him. But even if it is so, the above qualities can be divided into many subheadings. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the third quality, intolerance of the another's unhappiness, can be subdivided into first, protection of the surrendered souls; second, well wishes for the devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord states that He wants every soul to surrender unto Him only, and He assures everyone that if one does so, He will give protection from the reactions of all sins. Unsurrendered souls are not devotees of the Lord, and thus there is no particular protection for everyone in general. For the devotees, He has all good wishes, and for those who are actually engaged in loving transcendental service of the Lord, He gives particular attention. He gives direction to such pure devotees to help them discharge their responsibilities on the path back to Godhead. By equality, the Lord is equally kind to everyone, as the sun is equal in distributing its rays over everyone. Yet, there are many who are unable to take advantage of the sun's rays. Similarly, the Lord says that surrendering unto Him is a guarantee for all protection from Him. But unfortunate persons are unable to accept this proposition, and therefore they suffer from all material miseries. So even though the Lord is equally well-wishing to everyone, the unfortunate living being, due to bad association only, is unable to accept His instructions in toto. And for this, the Lord is never to be blamed. He is called the well-wisher for the devotees only. He appears to be partial to His devotees, but factually the matter rests on the living being to accept or reject equal treatment by the Lord. The Lord never deviates from His word of honor. When He gives assurance for protection, the promise is executed in all circumstances. It is the duty of the pure devotee to be fixed in the discharge of the duty entrusted to him by the Lord or the Lord's bona fide representative, the spiritual master. The rest is carried on by the Lord without a break. The responsibility of the Lord is also unique. The Lord has no responsibility because all His work is done by His different appointed energies. But He accepts voluntary responsibilities in displaying different roles in His transcendental pastimes. As a boy, He was playing the part of a cowboy. As the son of Nanda Maharaj, He discharged responsibility perfectly. Similarly, when He was playing the part of a kshatriya, as the son of Maharaj Vasudev, he displayed all the skills of martially spirited Kshatriya. In almost all the cases, the Kshatriya king has to secure a wife by fighting or kidnapping. This sort of behavior for a Kshatriya is a praiseworthy in the sense that a Kshatriya must show his power of chivalry to his would-be wife, so that the daughter of a Kshatriya can see the valor of her would-be husband. Even the personality of Godhead Sri Rama displayed such a spirit of chivalry during his marriage. He broke the strongest bow called Haradhanur and achieved the hand of Sita Devi, the mother of all opulence. The Kshatriya spirit is displayed during marriage festivals, and here and there is nothing wrong in such fighting. Lord Sri Krishna discharged such a responsibility fully because, although he had more than 16,000 wives, in each and every case he fought like a chivalrous Kshatriya and thus secured a wife. To fight 16,000 times to secure 16,000 wives is certainly possible only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, he displayed full responsibility in every action of his different transcendental pastimes. The 14th quality, knowledge, can be further extended into 5 subheadings, namely intelligence, gratefulness, power of understanding the circumstantial environments of place, object and time, perfect knowledge of everything, and knowledge of the self. Only fools are ungrateful to their benefactors. The Lord, however, does not require benefit from anyone besides Himself because He is full in Himself. Still, He feels benefited by the unalloyed services of His devotees. The Lord feels grateful to His devotees for such unsophisticated, unconditional service and tries to reciprocate it by rendering service, although the devotee also has no such desire in his heart. The transcendental service of the Lord is itself a transcendental benefit for the devotee. Purport is very long. Therefore, the devotee has nothing to expect from the Lord. On the occasion of the Vedic aphorism, Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma, you can understand that the Lord, by the omnipresent rays of His effulgence, called Brahma Jyoti, is all-pervading inside and outside of everything, like the omnipresent material sky, and thus He is also omniscient. As far as the beauty of the Lord is concerned, He has some special features that distinguish Him from all other living beings. And over and above that, He has some special attractive, beautiful features by which He attracts the minds of even Radharani. The supermost beautiful creation of the Lord. He is known therefore as Madana Mohan, or one who attracts the mind of even Cupid. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu has scrutinizingly analyzed other transcendental qualities of the Lord and affirms that Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman. He is omnipotent by His inconceivable energies, and therefore He is the Yogeshwar, or the Supreme Master of all mystic powers. Being the Yogeshwar, His eternal form is spiritual, a combination of eternity, bliss and knowledge. The non-devotee class cannot understand the dynamic nature of His knowledge because they are satisfied to reach up to His eternal form of knowledge. All great souls aspire to be equal in knowledge with Him. This means that all other knowledge is ever insufficient, flexible and measurable, whereas the knowledge of the Lord is ever fixed and unfathomable. Srila Suta Goswami affirms in the Bhagavatam that although He was observed by the citizens of Dwarka every day, they were ever increasingly anxious to see Him again and again. The living beings can appreciate the qualities of the Lord as the ultimate goal, but they cannot attain the status quo of such equality. This material world is a product of Mahatattva, which is state of Lord's dreaming condition in His Yoga Nidra, mystic slumber in the causal ocean. And yet, the whole creation appears to be a factual presentation of His creation. This means that the Lord's dreaming conditions are also factual manifestations. He can therefore bring everything under His transcendental control. And thus, whenever and wherever He does appear, He does so in His fullness. The Lord, being all that is described above, maintains the affairs of the creation, and by His so doing, He gives salvation even to His enemies who are killed by Him. He is attractive even to the topmost liberated soul, and thus He is worshipable even by Lord Brahma and Shiva, the greatest of all demigods. Even in his incarnation of Purusha Avatar, He is the Lord of the creative energy. The creative material energy is working under His direction, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10. He is the control switch of the material energy, and to control the material energy in the innumerable universes, He is the root cause of innumerable incarnations in all the universes. There are more than 500,000 incarnations of Manu in only one universe, besides other incarnations in different universes. In the spiritual world, however, beyond the Mahatattva, there is no question of incarnations. But there are plenary expansions of the Lord in different Vaikunthas. The planets in the spiritual sky are at least three times the number of those within the innumerable universes in the Mahatattva. And all the Narayan forms of the Lord are but expansions of His Vasudev feature. And thus He is Vasudev, Narayan and Krishna simultaneously. He is Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare He Nath Narayana Vasudeva, all in one. His qualities therefore cannot be counted by anyone, however great one may be. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Te Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So today we are discussing from Canto 1, the discussion between Bhumi Devi and the Dharma personified, which are now in the form of cow and bull, Bhumi and Dharma. So here in this particular series of verses, Bhumi Devi is saying that because Lord Sri Krishna, who has always these eternal qualities, He is not present in this material world right now. That's why you are in this very precarious situation. The bull is on the three leg and he has been beaten and he is bleeding. This particular verse says that these qualities are na vihanti. Na vihanti. Vihanti means the sense that whatever happens, these qualities will never be destroyed. They are eternal. Even that at the time of devastation, these qualities will remain. And so also the person, the object who has all these qualities will also remain. You know, the person, the qualities will remain. That means the person who possesses these qualities will also, should also be the eternal. We see that in, especially in India, specifically the scholar class, when they read the scriptures, I mean, we have evidence that most of them have concluded that absolute truth means nirguna, nirakar, he has no qualities. So this is very famous. Whoever you meet, they say that yes, there is a Lord, but and scripture describes him as a nirguna. Just like in Upanishad we say, tad, tad ayajati, tad nayajati, tad dure, tad antike, tad antarasya sarvasya, tadu sarvasasya bahyata. So this is very difficult to understand such inconceivable qualities of Lord, that he walks, also he doesn't walk. He is far away, but he is still very near to each and everyone. Tadu antarasya sarvasya, he is inside everyone, and tadu sarvasasya bahyata. He is also outside of everything. Because they could not understand these inconceivable qualities, that's why they conclude that Lord must be nirakar, nirguna. Actual meaning of nirguna means the Lord doesn't have any material qualities. So that's why it is mentioned that all these qualities are not material. They are eternal. They are spiritual, transcendental qualities of the Lord. When we take a person, that person has a quality. So these transcendental qualities of the Lord should be heard from a devotee who is a self-realized devotee. So mostly our entire transcendental class is followers of Mayavad philosophy. That's why they are attracted to the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, which is just a basic state of Lord. Lord's effulgence is Lord's Brahman. That is what people call Brahman. And where the soul has no material functions, material body or material qualities, but he just exists as a soul. But beyond that, Lord is all pervasive. As a Paramatma form, he is all pervasive. That is his chit quality. So Sat is eternal, that is Lord is eternal. Chit means he is all pervading. And we, as a person, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Vigraha means he is a person who is always happy. Our existence in this world is Asat, Achit and Nirananda. Our body is going to die, will vanish. We are not all pervasive. We are right now sitting here, we can't exist anywhere else. And also, we are not happy. Because we are finding ourselves, we are defining ourselves as a body, which is achit, asat. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, mame vamsho jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shashtani indriyani prakruti stani karshati. That Lord has already declared that each and every living being are mame vamsho, they are my part and parcel. So whatever qualities Krishna possesses are also present within us, but in very minute amount. And most of them, I mean, apart from humans, if we say lower kind of species, they are in a supta form. They are not even, they can't even express those qualities, exhibit those qualities. So all these qualities today, I mean, there is a list of 40 qualities. So it is very difficult to discuss all these qualities specifically. So what we today will do, that few qualities we can discuss from the point of view of a soul, I am a sadhaka or a human being, and few qualities we will discuss with respect to Krishna. Because all qualities are present fully in Krishna, and in minute quantity they are with all living entities. So here, few qualities are very prominent, which are expected from the human being. Is firstly daya. Daya means sympathizing with the sufferings of the people. Prabhupada writes, this is a basic quality we should have as a human being. We should show sympathy. We should protect those who are surrendered. And we should be friendly to devotees. The third one is very important, because we see devotees as our competitors. And that's why we are very miserly to show, you know, true friendship with devotees. That's why we should have this daya aspect fully manifested in us. Tyaga. Tyaga is described as a generosity. Tyaga means, you know, you give, share with somebody. Now we see in this duplicitous world, Kali Yuga, people are very fond of, you know, portraying themselves as very generous. But actual time of circumstances, they don't show their generosity. Like, you know, past days, there was communism. So one of the communist leaders, he took one of his group to one village, that how the communism is spreading, and we are very happy. And he went to one farmer and he told him, you know, I'm going to ask you a few questions, you know. He said, suppose if you have four horses and your neighbor has no horse, so will you not give your two horses to your neighbor? He said, why not? Sure, I will give. He said, if you have four cows, suppose, and your neighbor has no cows, so will you not give your two cows to your neighbor? He said, of course, I have to. He's my neighbor. Then he says, so he shows to his, see how people are living happily, communism. Then he says, okay, now last question. If you have four goats, suppose, and your neighbor has no goats, will you not share your two goats to him? He says, no. So, question, you know, you are sharing horses with your neighbor. Cows, why not goats? He says, I have four goats. I don't have horses and cows. So people are like that. So when you see, oh, I give charity. When somebody says, now there is a, you know, need. So abhi nahi hai kuch. So generosity means there is a pain to our body, or you know what, hard-earned money, to give it for the humanity out of daya, you know, having sympathy, generosity. So this is a negative, side of truth. It's a truth out there. Well, people are ready to spend millions of dollars for themselves, but if it comes to the humanity, they are very miser. They think a lot of time. And there is a circumstantial generosity. You know, like there was one person who wanted to eat, and he had few points. So he said, okay, let me go. He bought some kurmura, you know, puffed rice. And he had that much money that he could hold only in his palms. And he said, let me go to the secluded place where otherwise some beggar will come and ask me. So while he was going to secluded place, there was a heavy wind and all the puffed rice started flowing. He said, Krishna arpanamastu. So he started becoming generous. This is circumstantial. He's willing to do it, but he said, okay, kya kar sakte? So this is passionate dana. This is, which is not in a happy mood given. Generosity we see in scriptures, like Vrantidev was in such a state that he had fasted for a long time, and he was about to take food, and he saw that few people are asking, you know, some 10-15 people, for them he gave all of his food. The scripture doesn't mention that he died after that, but he said, even if I die, but I have to give, because somebody is asking, because you have to protect those who are surrendered. That is daya, first quality. Higher than that, you see, Dadhichi Muni was approached by demigods, Indra, and they said, you know, give your bones. Now, the bones are not like food or something, money. Okay, take and then you survive. For giving bones, you have to die. Dadhichi said yes. So, by that, he has to protect 33 crore demigods, right? Because Indra said, if you don't give, then demons will attack and we may die. Higher than that, we see each of this generosity in the sense it is practically people, who generous people do not even think about their life. When the churning of ocean was happening, the halahal wish came, which was devastating everything. Demons, demigods, animals, everybody. Very powerful poison was there. Lord Shiva said, I will drink it. So that is generosity. So this, just imagine with the minute amsha has such kind of powerful exhibition of qualities. See, 100% how generous Krishna was being. The scriptures are filled with such examples where Krishna is very generous. Santushtaha. Santushta means self-satisfied. Now we see when people are hankering, if you survey like in 2023 right now in February, and then ask people, you know, what is your goal of life? You know, the first thing will come with the economic development, right? You say, right now 2023 I have such kind of salary, then down the line 2033 I should be having higher than that, much more than that. That is their first goal, right? And those who have that particular goal, if you ask them, she will say the same thing. But higher than that, they are saying. Suppose 1 crore. He says 10 crore. 100 crores, if you ask him, he says more than that, 1,000 crores. It will never change. Are you getting me? So the point, the satisfaction level on the bodily platform is impossible. So we have to have satisfaction within, on the soul level. Sada santushta manaha sarve shiva maya adeshaha sharkara kantaka adibhyo yatha upanat padam shivam. Just like when we go on trekking, so we know that, you know, there are pebbles, there are thorns. But if you wear shoes, then wherever you go, all directions are, you know, no distress for you. There is happiness. Similarly, when you are happy within as a soul, part and parcel of Krishna, then whatever physical situation you might be in, you are happy. All directions are Shivamaya. In 10th canto, when Rukmini sent a Brahmana with a letter to Krishna, so he met Krishna, and then Krishna first asked him, how are you? So, you know, we say, how are you? Like that. So, Krishna asked according to his level as a Brahmana. So he asked him, are you self-satisfied? So he said, Brahmana means self-satisfied. He said, asantushta. You mean asantushta lokan sarvan. If one person is asantushta, Brahmana is asantushta, he apnoti api sureshvaraha. Even if he gets the post of Indra, sureshvaraha, still he'll be miserable only. Because what? He is asantushta. But akinchano api santushta. Akinchano api santushta. Suppose somebody doesn't have any possession, but he is santushta, shete sarvanga avijvaraha. That means, suppose akinchana means particularly beggar, but not the beggar we see, but the person who has nothing, suppose. But still he is happy within, then Krishna is saying that he rests peacefully with all his limbs without any distress. Right now people have ample of money, but they don't have any sleep. when you have backaches, they have money to buy the softest mattresses, but they have to sleep on the ground. Why? Because they have backache and doctor prescribes you sleep on a hard surface. This is the reality. I mean, there are much more. What I am saying is, the level of happiness is judged by the self-satisfaction. That is santushtaha. Then comes tapaha. Tapas means acting according to our own nature. That's just like, what is the nature means? Student, what should they do? They have to study. By studying, they will get perfection. What is the nature of fighter? Soldier means to fight. But generally we see in this world, which is where we are Niranandan, we are searching for Ananda, always we see grass is greener on other side. You know, student do not want to study. The soldier wants to become software engineer wants to become a farmer, farmer wants to become a monk. I mean, all think, even Arjuna is so powerful, Dhanurdhar, he had defeated everybody. Still he says, oh, Brahmana is better. Let me become a Brahmana. That is the nature of this world. So we don't want to do tapascharya. To do one thing all the time, continuously. Svesve karmani abhirata siddhim labhate narada naraha. So, yata pravrti bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam svakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindanti manava. So, what is our pravrti by nature, who we are, like a second nature we do that. If you keep on doing it and at the same time we worship Krishna, then we get siddhi. Siddhi in the sense, perfection. You know, there are guitarists who are very perfect. Perfect in their field, you know, like a pianist or whatever you take, any field, CA. So they do their own thing only. A carpenter. If they keep on doing that, they become perfect. That's what Krishna prescribes. Do your job. So that is tapascharya. Acting according to one's own nature. It's very important. So we have to find out what is our nature. And then we have to work likely. Then comes titiksha. It's very important. Especially for devotees. It is said that Vaishnava should have this as the ornament. So everybody sees that whatever you may do, you do not know shloka, fine. You do not know shastra, fine. But you should be tolerant. Tolerant means sadhu, hai na? Vaishnava should be tolerant. There is a trend that, you know, we are under social pressure. All of us are always under social pressure. Log kya kahenge? I should be dharmic, I should be perfect. So many times in late movies, you know, Bollywood, 90s vagara or 80s, you know, some Lalaji is there. And some very poor farmer comes and blasphemes him. So he, in front of people, he says, Kshama karna, something like that. And he says, ghar jate samay khud ka dhyan rakna. And then he marks someone, ki usko ghar pe jake kar do. In front of public, what he is saying? So all say, Lala ji ki jai. How tolerant he is. You know, somebody blasphemed him, but he tolerated. But later what he did, the news comes that next day farmer doesn't exist only. That kind of tolerance is not required. So why I am saying is, that even in devotional service, we, under social pressure, we might be, you know, having a power to tolerate for time being. But within inside, if we keep those grudges, then in future we will do such kind of things. We'll search for an event, a situation where we'll want to pull him, put him in difficulty. That's not tolerance. Tolerance should be internally one should think that, how can someone offend me? That means my behavior is not proper. I have a faulty behavior. That's why he is offending me. If I am behaving properly, then it's like dhira adhira jano priya karo. So dhira adhira means gentleman or ruffians. All should respect. They used to respect the six Goswamis. Because Saddharma Sanstapako. For establishing this transcendental qualities and the Yuga Dharma, the six Goswamis has tolerated so many things. And everybody saw that. Ruffians also saw. Gentlemen also saw. So that's why they say, one day they used to salute Baba hai, Swami hai. Aajkal, today nobody, I mean, it's very difficult. But what we have to focus on, that we should always see that the part of fault is in me. Somebody is finding fault with me means I lack that. So let me work on that. So that is the tolerance, tidiksha, which we are talking about, which is expected. Next quality comes shrutam. Shrutam is explained as making judgments based on scriptures. Now our whole life is such a way that we are misguided, in the sense our educational system only teaches about how to keep body fit. You know, everything about body. There is no knowledge about soul in any university. Now they might have started it, but what is the goal and what is the actual goal? Nobody teaches this. So, but scriptures are given for that. Scripture, focus of scripture is how can we progress in on a spiritual platform. So, basically, all our activities should be based on scriptures. Our Maitreya Rishi in third canto says that tathapi kirtayami anga yathamathi yata shrutam kirtim hare swam sat kartum giram anyabhida asatim. If given a chance, we can speak nonsense or prajalpa for a long time, isn't it? But to speak about Krishna, it's a very big austerity, isn't it? But actually that is the job of a tongue, to only speak about Krishna. Just like a chaste wife, she has to worship her husband only. That is chastity. Similarly, our tongue, our all organs should be dedicated to Krishna. So he said, yathamati, yatha shrutam, in the sense, my tongue should speak whatever is I heard from scripture, shrutam. So, all our activities or all our speech, whatever we speak, should bring everybody to closer to Krishna. Then that is the worth of our speech. If they are going away from Krishna, then that is not chastity. Even our action should be based on scripture. That's why we say that to become a godly person, there are obstacles. Just like Ajamil, he was faced in such a situation where he fell victim to lust. Sambayam atmana atmanam yatha sattum yatha shrutam na shashaka samadhatum mano madana vepitam. So he was caught alone in a situation where he saw a man and woman embracing and, you know, each other in a secluded place. So at that moment he tried to recollect shrutam, all the scriptures, that how we should not see that, you know, we should always do remembrance of Krishna and everything, all the celibacy, everything, the sadhaka, disciple, all knowledge, but na shashaka samadhatum. So he could not control his mind, which has already been pierced by madana vepitam. So the point what I'm making is our actions, our everything should be based on scriptures, then we can cross the ocean of material existence. So in 11th canto Krishna tells Uddhava that Nirdeham Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karanadharam Mayanu Kulena Nabhasva Teritum. So here what he is saying, that this body I have given to you as a boat. It's a boat. Karanadhar is Guru. But Maya Anukulena Nabhasva Teritum. So I have given instructions in the form of scriptures, which are like a wind. So have you seen a boat which has, you know, triangle kind of bamboo, and we have a cloth, and people, you know, they see the favorable winds, whichever way the wind is blowing, they adjust that and they go forward. They don't say, "Arey, wind is going here, I have to go here, so let us go where the wind goes." No. They adjust accordingly and go forward. Similarly, Krishna is saying, all these instructions I have given in scriptures, they are for you to cross this material ocean and come to me. But Puman Bhavabdhim na taretsa atmaha. But with all these facilities, if you do not take advantage, then we are like a person who is committing suicide. Krishna is saying to Uddhava, through Uddhava, to all of us, that take these scriptures very seriously, have a swadhyaya, you know. Swadhyaya in the sense, personal reading. Understand, and then we can come closer to God, in the sense, we can become a godly person. These are all these few qualities we have discussed in respect to human beings like us. Let us have some qualities like beauty, you know, Krishna's beauty. Because, you know, we may think that I am beautiful. From our point of view, everybody thinks that I am beautiful, right? Isn't it? But the real beauty is there, Krishna. So gopis say that, you know, akshonvatam phalamidam. Those who have eyes, for them, the most fortunate are those who have eyes, are those who can see Krishna and Balaram, the faces of Krishna and Balaram. They are fortunate. They are fortunate. And the second thing is that there is no greater object of vision than Krishna Balaram. This is what we should see. The beauty, even Krishna, we see not only gopis or the queens of Dwaraka or every animal in Vrindavan, everybody used to get attracted by seeing Krishna. All the queens used to see Krishna every day, day and night. But still, whenever they see Krishna, they would think that I am seeing him first time. You know? This, have you seen this? You know, sometimes, that, you know, if suppose the Miss Universe is there or Mr. Universe is there, and then he comes in the media, everybody get attracted. Oh, he's powerful. Oh, she is beautiful, or like that. But after a few months or years, the beauty fades. But that doesn't happen with Krishna. He is always beautiful. Nutana. Like that. So even Krishna, one time got attracted to his reflection. In Dwarka he saw, you know, on a marble, oh, who is this great person, beautiful personality? So he is seeing his own reflection. That is the beauty which is, so we can, that's why we say, how can Atma, I mean the soul, can become beautiful? When he completely surrenders to Krishna, then a part becomes, this is like a diamond. Diamond has some impurities. Then we have to make him shine, then make it shine. So we have to do a purification process. But when he's clean, he shines. Similarly, all these qualities, when we try to imbibe, and then we become godly, then automatically we become beautiful. So that is what we should aspire for. Second thing, dhairyam. Now, somebody is beautiful, first thing is the beauty goes in head. Again, I am beautiful. But Lord is not like that. He is dhairyam. Dhairyam means he doesn't get agitated. In first canto only there is a word that Uddama Bhava Pishuna Amala Valguhasa Vridavaloka Nihito Madanopiyasam Sammuhya Chapa Majahat Pramadottamasta Yasendriyam Vimathitum Kuhakirna Sheku. All these 16,108 queens of Lord Krishna were so beautiful, exquisitely beautiful, and they all of them, whenever Krishna would come, they would smile enchantingly and they would glance at him in such a way that the scripture says that even Madanopi Asam, Sammuhya Chapam Ajahas, that even Madan, who is always there when there is a man and woman, and he wants that to agitate each other. So Madana sees that these people, these queens are already attracted to Krishna and have desire. So what is the use of my bow and arrow? He throws it. And he himself gets attracted to Krishna. The power of these queens is that they have already conquered Madana. And some Acharya said that Madana, if you say Amadana also, Madanopi Yasam. So Amadana means one, Lord Shiva, who had actually destroyed Cupid. Once Cupid tried to actually play with Lord Shiva, Krishna had a third glance at him, third eye opened, and Cupid became ash. So these queens could actually agitate even Lord Shiva. That is the power of their beauty. But yasendriyam vimathitum kuhakirna sheku. The lords, they could not agitate Lord. That is sthairyam. Sorry, dhairyam. That is the power of Lord. So here, Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur writes that there is a word kuhakir. Kuhakir means Prabhupada makes, describes kuhakir as a magical feat. You know, these queens are looking at the bashful smile and loving glance. There are magical feats, and Vishnath Chakravarti says that it's like deception. Deception means the purpose is to control, to bring Krishna in her control. Everybody wants, you know, it's a common psychology. Every woman, they want that, you know, husband should be in her control. You know, everybody's pride actually. Every woman says that, mere ghar mein, mere bolne siwa koi patta bhi nahi hilta. You know, that is their pride. They feel very proud to say that, mera ghar mein pati ne main boli tu hota hai. That is a psychology. It's natural. In Marathi, when woman gets married, then her mother keeps coming home, you know, first year. त्याच्याकडे लक्ष द्या, त्या हाताबाहेर जाऊ नको देऊ. व्हॉट डज दॅट मीन? ही सेज ट्राय टू सी हिम, ऑब्झर्व हिम, डोंट लेट हिम गो बियॉन्ड युअर रीच. दॅट मीन्स वेअर एव्हर ही गोज, ही शुड नॉट बी बियॉन्ड युअर रीच. दॅट इज देअर नॅचरल थिंग, बिकॉज दॅट्स अ लव्ह. चॅस्टिटी, यु नो, दी two questions which harass each husband, what could be them? If you ask anybody, kidhar ja rahe ho aur kab aaoge? Yaar pak gaya main sunke. Kidhar roz, kidhar ja rahe ho, kab aaoge? You know, day before yesterday we went to GEV with our Yatra Security Congregation volunteers. Just one day visit, 5 o'clock we go, 10 o'clock night we'll come back. So I invited everybody. You know, married, unmarried, it's a group, very big group. But surprisingly, only married people came. Just imagine how much they were so desperate to have a break. 5 baje. At 4:30 they were ready. Manare 5 baje ka train hai, to kya jhadne ka udhar? Thode ne, everybody was refreshed. Bahar jaane ka. Thoda. And I called up those who are unmarried. Suppose ji, ek hi din to milta hai sone ke liye. Baad mein aate hai. So, are you getting me? I mean, somewhat, the people want, for the whole day I have seen, everybody had at least 5 calls from their wives. Haan, to kidhar hai? Khana gaya? Aap kab rahe ho? Aa rahe na? Or, to vimat hai tum se. But we all comes under wife's control of wife, because that's love. But Krishna is independent. Independent means he doesn't depend on anybody. That's why he has this quality of dhairyam. Got it? So we are like a person who are love seeking. Naturally, so we get under control. So man comes under control of woman comes under control of man. That's very natural. So as a minute soul, we are not full. We become full by coming in contact with other. But Lord is full. He doesn't depend on anybody. That is how he is the Satchit Ananda Vigraha, who has full all these qualities. Just last quality we'll discuss. It is Gambhiryam. Gambhiryam is also the meaning. It is mentioned as. Is one who can be, you know, you cannot make him upset or excited. You know, it's like a gambhir. If you say some jokes, still he is like that. If you say some tragedy, still he is like that. That is gambhir. Gambhiryam. But Prabhupada didn't mention Krishna as that kind of gambhir. He writes joyful. For him, what is Krishna, Gambhiram is joyfulness. See, this word Chakravarti Pad said, it is written as imperturbable. It's a very difficult word. Imperturbable. It's very difficult to pronounce. That means this. Very difficult to make upset or excited. And antonym, opposite to that is frivolous, isn't it? But Prabhupada always say that we will not reach anywhere if we become frivolous in devotional service. We should not be frivolous. But that doesn't mean we become gambhiryam like this, that we are like a stone sitting. The idea behind gambhiryam is we should be joyful in our mission. In our devotional practice, whatever we do, we should be gambhir in that. We should not become frivolous. Just like kirtan. Kirtan is a spiritual activity which takes us directly to spiritual world. But if we bring frivolousness in that, then it will not make us actually experience the joy of holy name. You know? If you just take it as a practice of aerobics or, you know, dancing platform, one stage, then we won't take experience the real joy of holy name, spiritual joy. So that is frivolousness and gambhiryam. So in each and every activity, we have to understand that the spirit is joyful in serving and joyful in the mission of the Lord. Then we can preach and make we can bring people closer to God. Otherwise, each and every activity of ours will keep us away from Lord, and also whoever is with us will also go away from Lord. Okay, so here we stop. It's already late. Those who have questions, you can meet me later. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.